Remember that week when stock prices languished in late August of 2015? Well, this is that week. From New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading, the key indicators from the Dow to the NASDAQ to the S&P 500 were all trading down between about 0.8 and 1%. This the day after the Dow and S&P and NASDAQ sank more than 2%. Why the impulse among market players globally to take risk off the table? Let's consult Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So unnerving headlines galore, from the North and South Korea border to Greece calling a new general election, even as its new bailout terms are finalized. If that were not enough, Chinese factories are quieting down?
That perhaps is the most important for investors right now who are looking out globally at things to worry about. Investors crave real-time data. They want a look at what's going on in the world, you know, in real time, urgency. And that is what you get with the Chinese PMI. It's one of the first looks at data for the month of August. It was the weakest number in about 6 years, over 6 years. And it points to further contraction in Chinese manufacturing. So that's worrisome for global investors who worry about global growth, who worry about deflation, lower commodity prices. And I think you are seeing this ripple across asset markets this morning.
You're also seeing it in commodity markets. Oil is low and lower still.
When you look around the world to see what could be impacted by further Chinese slowdown, you get a sense that the commodities are the obvious candidates. On the other hand, gold, which has been weaker for a number of weeks now, has recently turned higher. Sort of a flight to quality safety bid in all of this.
Payden & Riegel's Mr. Cleveland also points out this is not the worst August for stock markets in recent years. 2011 gets that honor amid the European debt crisis. Of course, August 2015 is not over yet. Wildfires are burning in 10 states across the West, and authorities are running short on firefighters. The National Guard is participating, and some active-duty military are getting emergency training to join in by Sunday. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports people are getting pulled in from all over.
Tina Bailey says smoke is clogging the air at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
Now I can't even see the foothills, which are only a few miles away.
The fire center spokeswoman says there are close to 30,000 people fighting the western fires.
We have crews from the eastern states, the Midwest, the South, coming down from Alaska, as well as from Canada.
And the U.S. is negotiating for crews from Australia and New Zealand. Regular firehouses have skeleton crews while their staff heads to the burning forests. Mike Lopez is with the union representing many California firefighters.
We have employees that are on the duty for 20 to 25 days in a row with no days off.
4,000 prisoners are also helping, says Bill Sessa of the California Department of Corrections.
And when they're on the fire line, they do everything that a trained firefighter would do to fight a wildland fire.
Prisoners can earn up to $26 a day, which Sessa says is pretty good for prison pay. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
On this 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, our wealth and poverty team has been stopping in at businesses along an avenue called Elysian Fields in New Orleans. The avenue runs from high ground to low, crossing from wealthier neighborhoods to lower income ones, as people work to bring things back even 10 years later. Today, Will Watts, a paint store owner originally from Memphis and relative newcomer to New Orleans.
If you've noticed in New Orleans, people's houses are quite colorful. And they can't use just two colors or one color on the house. They have to use three or five or however many, you know, which is good. I love it. I mean, I love it. I tell people all the time, you cannot be scared of color. Color makes people happy. I came down to New Orleans almost every other weekend studying the paint market for an entire year. I opened in 2011, where NOLA Paint Supplies were a Farrell Calhoun paint dealer. Well, you know, a lot of people, they all think paint is paint, you know, but until you have to put, you know, three or four coats on a wall because you can't get it to cover, you use our paint, you know, and it covers in one to two coats. It shows the quality of paint. You know, when I first got here, I really liked taking care of the nonprofits. There were so many of them here. I cut them a pretty good deal on the paint, you know, because they worked hard and they did so much to help rebuild this city. In 2013, the film industry came along. It's close to doubling my business. American Horror Story was a TV show on Fox, and it was our first TV show. I couldn't watch it. Well, it's funny because when it started coming out, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to watch it because I'll get to see. I've been on the set, and I saw the colors that we mixed, and I started watching it, and I was like, ooh, this is kind of disturbing. I don't know if I can watch all this. But we've done some other ones, like the Jurassic World that just came out, and then we did one, The Best of Me. I did watch it the other day. It's a romantic, kind of like The Notebook. I was going through, I was stopping and looking like, oh, yeah, there's that color we mix so much of. That's what that was for.
Will Watts owns a paint store on Elysian Fields Avenue in New Orleans. Marketplace.org for the rest of our Wealth and Poverty Team's interviews with his neighbors, as well as my own coverage from the city 10 years after the flood of floods. Moving on to volume 141, number 5 of the latest journal Psychological Bulletin, Sex Does Not Sell, Nor Do Images of Violence. Ohio State researchers did a meta-analysis of 53 previous experiments and found that sexual stuff may catch our attention, but consumers end up viewing the brand less favorably. The sexier the ad, the less people remember the product. Also, ads embedded in violence shows are less likely to be remembered or ultimately purchased. The idea is we tend to focus on the sex or the violence and not the product. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.